Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 23 of WordPress Weekly for Friday, October 3rd, 2008. I am your host, Jeff Chandler, and joining me as co-host for the month of October, at least, is Keith Murray. And Keith, what's going on? Why don't you tell us a little
bit about yourself? Sure.
Some
of you, I think, may have heard of me before. I've been a podcaster for a couple of years, off and on for, I guess, the better part of the last year or so with the Global Geek, now turned Aussie Geek podcast. Had my own blog for just a little over 3 years, and I have been a WordPress plugin developer of sorts. I've got a couple of fairly basic plugins under my belt that I have links to from my blog.
And what are those plugins that you have? What do they do?
The one is a random image generator. Just basically looks at a folder on your website and picks an image at random and spits out image code so you can stick it anywhere you want. And the other one is an admin menu. So when you're logged into your site, no matter what page you're looking at, you can see some of the basic admin functions like adding and removing posts and editing posts and that sort of thing.
Sounds good. And the reason why I have a co-host with me, as many of the listeners may or may not know, in the past, I usually did the show by myself, and I invited people to come on the show. And if you call, I invited anybody who wanted to call in. Sometimes I would have five or six people, sometimes only one or two people. And the people who called in would be my guest hosts, and every show would be like a round table, and we would discuss the news of the week. Well, I've always wanted to have a co-host because the reason being, if you have a co-host, you can bounce things back and forth. And let's say on a day where nobody calls in, you know, because this show is on a Friday, sometimes people have a lot of things to do on a Friday instead of sitting at home in front of their computer listening to the show. You know, I could always count on a co-host to come onto the show with me, and we could bounce ideas and discuss things back and forth, and it's not a boring show because I'm not sitting here talking to you the whole show. So I've invited Keith to come on. Keith speaks fluent English. He has podcasting experience, and my goal is to allow him. You're pretty much going to give us the developer's point of view because you're pretty much a developer, right? I mean, are you you're a system admin where you work, right?
Yep, and I do have some prior developer experience in this job. So I've developed for the web and to a lesser degree for Windows over the last 5 or 6 years.
Now, in terms of developing on the web, I mean, are we talking about you strictly just PHP, MySQL, or have you dabbled in anything else?
PHP, MySQL, .NET, and Java would be the main ones.
Okay, sounds good. And jQuery and Java. Well, I don't even want to start saying which is which because people will, you know, start throwing tomatoes at me. But you're the developer, and I'm always been the man who gives the kind of the Joe Schmo average end user kind of point of view, and I've brought you on to kind of give the developer's point of view, and I'm hoping that you and I can come up with a good balance during the show and cover both angles to many of the things that take place in the realm of WordPress. But so you've been a WordPress user for just over 3 years, you know. And not to get into a little bit of an interview here, but you know, why do you use WordPress versus other platforms, or have you used WordPress first and have never moved to anything else?
I had a blog on a couple of sort of hosted blog sites that were custom sort of implementations prior to doing my own thing with WordPress. And when I switched over at the time, 3 years ago, it was the best thing I'd seen up to that point. I have played little bits with Drupal and Habari, but without really wanting to completely rebuild everything from scratch because I'm lazy. It's just been easier to stick with WordPress, and there's been no real reason for me to leave. The platform's been really good. The plugin API has been good enough that I could build the plugins I needed for my site. So yeah, it's been a good experience, I have to say.
Well, thank you very much for accepting my invitation, and you'll be the co-host on WordPress Weekly for at least this month of October, right?
That's the plan.
All right, and so it sounds good. And if I'll go in here, and if you want to participate in today's show, hey, you can. I haven't said this in a long time here. You can use Skype out, landline, or a cell phone, and you could dial the number 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 34224. That'll dial you in. Once you're dialed in, press star 8, and that'll initiate the request to talk feature, and you can come on the show and share an opinion, share maybe some news in the WordPress community that you have, or just chime in on anything we're talking about. Maybe share your finds or describe why you love WordPress or anything. Just call in, be part of the show, don't be afraid, and we'll bring you on, and it's be like a big giant WordPress party every Friday night. And WordPress Weekly is brought to you by the fine advertisers on weblogtoolscollection.com, under which this podcast is produced under. Without their continued support, this show would not be possible. And this comes from me. I would also like to personally thank each and every one of you who download and listen to this show. Your continued support is greatly appreciated. And I really mean that, because I've brought this show back. When it disappeared, I received comments, emails, instant messages telling me that, you know, people thought it sucked, that there was only 22 episodes. They wanted more. I really heard from a lot of people, from people who just now got into the show. They just discovered the podcast, and they were disappointed to see that it only lasted 22 episodes. So I took everything you guys have told me to heart, and I said, you know what? I must have had a good thing going. I'm going to bring it back. So I've talked with Mark Ghosh over at weblogtoolscollection.com, and as part of the content I do for him, I've decided to bring the podcast back, and I'll be publishing it over on his website, and it will be produced under his name. So that's pretty much, we're back. We're going to be here every week. It's going to be me and Keith. Sometimes we're going to have roundtable discussions. Sometimes we're going to bring people on for interviews. Not much is going to change from the way we used to do things here on the show, but look forward to that, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, there's so much to talk about in terms of WordPress, everything that's been going on. And for those of you who don't know yet, Automattic has acquired a new company called Intense Debate. And Intense Debate is one of those third-party commenting systems like Discuss or CoComment, which has features such as threaded comments, reply by email, voting, reputation, all of that good stuff. And Matt Mullenweg said that Intense Debate will remain as a platform-agnostic service, just like Akismet and Gravatar, meaning that you don't have to have a specific platform such as PHP or MySQL in order to use Intense Debate. And it's important to note that the core of WordPress itself and WordPress.com will not likely see a full integration of the service, but instead WordPress.com and .org will see features come from the acquisition where they make sense, which makes sense. As Matt explains, reply by email would be better suited for WordPress.com, whereas threaded comments would make sense for .org. And so, Keith, you've seen the news based on this acquisition. I mean, what do you think it means for .org and .com?
Well, I think the first thing that we're going to see is over the next few months, the WordPress dev team is going to be working with the guys from Intense Debate to sort of pick apart the code and look at what the different options are going to be. The threaded comments is going to be huge. I can see that being something they're going to want to put into, it looks like they're even going to put it into WordPress 2.7 when it ships later this year. And that'll be huge. I think that'll be something that a lot of blogs will want to take advantage of right away, because that's one thing that sort of puts WordPress, sort of makes the commenting in WordPress at least look somewhat basic compared to some of the other platforms that are available out there that do support the threaded comments and sort of the ability to have a discussion on the blog. As far as integration features for WordPress.com, I think the threaded comments will go in there. There's a lot of major sites that will want threaded comments. that continue to host their stuff through WordPress.com for scalability reasons, if for nothing else. And then the reply by email feature, I'm not too sure how big that's going to be. I can't see myself using that at all, really, unless I had a site that had something to do with mobility and you wanted people to be able to, you know, email in from, you know, while they're on the go, they want to, you know, maybe text a response. Maybe you can get a service set up where you can reply by text message and pick that off. But that also does open up some interesting collaboration opportunities with other services like Twitter.
Right, and it's important to know, when this information came out, it was just announced that WordPress 2.7 would have threaded comment functionality, and in fact, based on what I've seen and what I've been told, it was part of the core and was created in-house, which is completely separate from the acquisition of Intense Debate. So the WordPress 2.7 threaded comment functionality that we'll see in 2.7, I don't think was completely derived from the Intense Debate acquisition. That was kind of a confusing, wishy-washy thing there. But, you know, Matt made the announcement that comments really haven't changed much on blogs, you know, within the past 10 years. I haven't been blogging that long, so I don't know, but I know that as long as I've been on the web, you know, what commenting usually consists of? Name, email, URL, and then your comment, and that's pretty much it. And the comment part of the of blogs is generally the social interaction point of the blog. And I've always been, I've seen this commenting on my blog and on a couple other blogs, and I always have this feeling that, you know, maybe commenting on blogs should be more like a forum where you have like a reply link and you can reply to other people's comments. And now we've got the threaded comments, maybe being able to quote each other, because there's different multiple conversations that can happen in the commenting area of your blog, and it's sometimes hard to follow all the different conversations in here. So I think it's a big plus that Automattic has acquired a company such as Intense Debate, who already has a lot of these features implemented into their system, and all Matt and company has to do is pick and choose which ones they think their users would find the most useful or the best and put them here and put them there as necessary. I mean, I use WP Comment Remix on my blog because it gives you a reply and quote functionality, and I also use Ronald Eureka's Ajax Edit Comments because of the edit commenting functionality and things of that nature. But what's your take on commenting on blogs in general? I mean, is this good news? Will we finally see them sort of be upgraded?
Yeah, we'll definitely see them upgraded. Like you mentioned, the threaded commenting in 2.7 is something that WordPress guys were developing in-house prior to the Intense Debate acquisition, though I have to figure there may have been some discussion going on between the two for some weeks or months leading up to the actual announcement. So there may have been some interaction and some discussion on how that functionality would be best implemented from the guys over at Intense Debate. That said, I think what we will see is sort of a hybrid approach. We're not going to see a lot of sort of new spanky functionality right off the bat. What we'll see is sort of slow integration probably over the next probably 2-3 releases of, you know, bits and pieces of stuff from Intense Debate, bits and pieces of stuff developed in-house, and just things that the community is going to want to see. I think a lot of what WordPress has tried to do over the time that they've been around is to try and take feedback from the community and put that first, put those features that people really want to have in their blogs first. Gravatar, I think, is a good example of that, where they were able to acquire another company that does something relatively unique on the web and provide a sort of central point to integrate a service that'll work for a lot of different blogs and other platforms as well.
Right, and this isn't WordPress specific. This is more along the lines of I've got a comment in relation to the acquisition itself from a business perspective. You know, a lot of people thought that when Gravatar was purchased by Automattic, some feared that the service would only be available to WordPress. However, it's turned out not to be the case, and the same can be said for Intense Debate, because with this acquisition, Automattic is finding themselves opening up to not only WordPress-powered sites, but owning companies / services that are independent platforms, such as Gravatar and Akismet, which in terms of my mind is really a versatility in terms of when you think of the move from a business perspective that Automattic has made, because not only are they doing this for the benefits of their own platform, WordPress, but they're using the service that is opened up to every other platform as well. You know, I just kind of see that as a great business move.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I think what we're seeing is Automattic sort of moving away from being the company that does WordPress to being a more sort of generalized company with Akismet, with Intense Debate, with Gravatar, and WordPress. They've sort of got four distinct brands that they operate under, WordPress obviously being the largest of the bunch. But I don't think that's something where we're going to see WordPress be the only brand of Automattic.
Right. So I just found that to be interesting, the versatility in that, and we'll have to see what becomes of it. But I did want to, before we move on to the next story, I wanted to let you know that Intense Debate was only made up of 5 people, which I find that to be pretty incredible. And they were using PHP and MySQL as their platform, which is the same one that WordPress is built upon, which means, you know, the integration between the two is probably going to be pretty easy. But, I mean, only 5 people made up that company, Intense Debate. So I find that to be pretty incredible.
Yeah, it doesn't take much these days, it seems.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. So I wanted to move on and, you know, back in early September, I finally wrote up, I installed the trunk of WordPress 2.7. It's not WordPress 2.7 bleeding, but they've actually called it WordPress 2.7 hemorrhage. And when I loaded it up, I was blown away because at first you see it looks like a brand new administration panel, a new back-end redesign. And on weblogtoolscollection.com, I wrote a post called First Look at WordPress 2.7, which is still tentatively scheduled for release on November 10th. And I figure Keith and I can go down the main points in terms of WordPress 2.7 as it is right now. And the first thing you'll notice is the back-end user interface. Now, some people have commented that this is a new design or this is a redesign, but other people have said that the redesign happened in 2.5 and all this is a rearrangement of things, a shuffling of things based on usability tests. I don't know which one you want to call it. It looks like a redesign to me. But
yeah, a redesign is, you know, a pretty general term. It doesn't necessarily mean that they've completely recoded it all. I think in the architecture of the back end was redone in 2.5. That's for sure. And what they've done, I think, with 2.7 is sort of visually rearranged some of the elements and added some new features. I mean, one of my favorites, I think, has got to be the quick press on the dashboard, which
yeah,
is allowed people
quick press,
to...
Yeah, the quick press on the dashboard, that's... I was playing around with that, and what would you use that for? Would you use that to immediately publish a post, or would you use that
you
to quickly type something as a thought and use it as more like a draft creator?
I would probably use it as a draft creator myself, but the publish button is there. So if you want to be able to, if you wanted to be able to publish something straight out, that's something you can definitely do. Especially if you've got a blog that's maybe made up of sort of large numbers of small posts, and you don't worry too much about formatting, and you don't worry too much about being able to put additional photos and all that kind of stuff in. This would be a very quick way to publish without having to load the extra overhead of the visual editor and all the rest of that.
Now, I'm looking at a screenshot I took back in the beginning of September, and I don't know if they've changed this yet, but the quick press area, does it have a place for you to select a category? Did you notice that?
No, it doesn't. I'm looking at it live right now. I've just actually done. I just did an update of the trunk right before the show.
How about
that? Right now, it's just title, post, and tags. That's the only three fields that are showing up in QuickPress. I guarantee you that somebody will build a plugin to add more of that stuff to categories and all the rest of it. But at some point, if you add too many bits and pieces, then you've just duplicated the functionality of the main post screen. So it's just a case of trying to figure out what the balance is between being able to do a quick edit and or a quick post, and being able to do a full post. And they do have an edit link on the QuickPress box, which isn't enabled at the moment. So I don't know if that'll be the ability for you to customize what that QuickPress screen looks like.
That'd be interesting if maybe before they release this, that maybe they provide the option where you can add a field to select a category.
Mm.
But it's kind of hard for us to talk about this because it's more of a visual sense. We're talking about visual things, and this is a podcast. But we're basically talking about what we're looking at the dashboard of WordPress 2.7. And things have changed around. It's going to be a lot different than what you're used to seeing, especially when 2.5 came out and everything was redesigned there. This is more of a – really, as far as I'm concerned, I was playing around at 2.7, and I really think this is what 2.5 should have been. I mean, I'm really enjoying the sidebar navigation with the drop-downs and the reorganization of things, and – they've actually implemented, you know, on WordPress.com on the blog, they have that top navigation bar that has, you know, links to your account, to your dashboard. It's like a global bar. Well, they've got that now in the WordPress 2.7 dashboard. It's got the links on there, the comments. You don't see that big red bubble anymore over the comments links with the, you know, how many new comments you have. Now it's just a number, and it tells you right up there in the menu. And it, so far, I think they've really cleaned up the dashboard area, and so far I've been really enjoying it. Now, to the left of the QuickPress box, they have something called Inbox, and at the time I had no idea what this was going to be used for, and I still think this could be a little bit of speculation, but I'm thinking maybe that could be incoming links or pingbacks or trackbacks. What does it look like since you've just updated the trunk? Do they still have that Inbox there?
The Inbox has not survived to the current build that I'm looking at now. There is the recent comments box is back. So right now, the way that the backend looks is QuickPress and Reeks and comments, and then below that, the other WordPress news. The one actually biggest difference between the screenshot that you posted on your blog and the version that we're seeing today in the 2.7 trunk, and this isn't final, but is that the sidebar, there's about six different groups of links on that screenshot that you have. And
yeah,
the version that they've
five.
Got right now, yeah, there's 11.
And a lot of that has to do with, I think the surveys that they've done.
Yeah, but there's a lot of complaining going on about the fact that they've broken it out into 11 categories. Because if you open them all up, it doesn't even close to fit on the screen.
Yeah, I've seen that, and what Keith is referring to is there's a topic on the WordPress mailing list, the hackers mailing list, about splintering menus and how there's menus here, menus there, and you're splintering them all up, and maybe all you're really doing is creating just a bigger mess than what it needs to be, I think is the overall point that the post was trying to make. But Jane Wells, who is the usability guru for Automattic, actually stepped in. She wrote a detailed post today kind of explaining why they're doing what they're doing in terms of the menus, and I can't recall off the top of my head what the basis of the email was. But, hey, you know, speaking of usability, a lot of people, when WordPress 2.5 came out, were complaining about, you know, usability in general. They're saying, how could you release this? Did you test this? Where's the wireframes? Where's the usability testing at? How come we don't ask users to participate in these usability things? And after 2.5 was released, you started to see these posts coming up about usability testing going on at New York or wherever those eye tracking studios were. Now you've got the surveys. Now you've got Jane Wells, who personally I never heard of before until now, with these usability surveys and the wireframes, and she's really come out there, and they're posting wireframes, a crazy horse thing. They're asking people what's going on. I mean, what a 180-degree turnaround from 2.5 to 2.7 in terms of getting people involved in the usability process.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a bit of a turnaround for Automattic and the WordPress dev team taking an active role in really soliciting the way that some of the visual elements are lined up. I mean, most people pretty well use a custom theme of some kind, either one that they've found on the net or something that they've tried to sort of whip up themselves. Whereas the admin menu has not been themed anywhere near as much. I've only ever tried one admin theme before, and it's going to be interesting to see, because this is sort of theme design for the users, and the users in this case being the bloggers instead of the folks looking at the content.
And one of the coolest things that I found dealing with WordPress 2.7 is the plugins area. They pretty much plugged in the plugin repository into the back end of WordPress, and you can actually browse the plugin repository from your WordPress administration panel, install plugins directly from the repository into your WordPress installation, all at the, it's as simple as a couple clicks, and, how cool is that?
Yeah, that was really cool. The only thing that they're really going to have to fix is the search. Is the search
let me tell you, man, I agree with you wholeheartily on that.
Repository.
I mean, you
the
talk about
the
search.
Repository is horrible.
Yeah, the codecs, the repository, the theme repository. I mean, it's already been brought up on the mailing list a couple of times before about how bad the search is.
Yeah, the search is bad enough on the website, but when you're going to now integrate that same search box into the back end of WordPress, you're basically sort of pushing that search out to a whole bunch more people than would maybe have used it before. And I think we're going to see a lot more people complain about the quality of the search results, because it seems to be that I've punched in the exact name of plugins in that search, and they don't come up in the top 20 or 30.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've illustrated this in my post on weblawtoolsclash.com with regards to WordPress 2.7, is I did a plugin search, and the plugin didn't show up as the first result. Instead, it showed up in the results on page 2. And I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I did a search for, I don't even remember which plugin it was now. I finally found it on page 15.
Wow, there you go. That's a classic example as to what we're talking about. But I see, hey, we've got a caller on the line here. He goes by the name of Mark E. I'm going to go ahead and unmute him. And Mark, thanks for joining us on WordPress Weekly. What's going on?
Not much, man. I was just listening to you guys talk about the search functionality, and coincidentally, I've written quite a bit of PHP code that does search, and basically created a little script that works just about as good as Google queries. It uses the same syntax, and what this boils down to is MySQL server functionality. They need to have full text index on the tables and write queries in a specific way, which apparently aren't doing. So I agree with you that the searches need a heck of a lot of improvement. Maybe I'll break down and write a plugin for it.
Might help.
Should they write a plugin for it, or should there not be any plugin? Should they just fix the code or fix the core of the search feature so that it just works?
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, they ought to fix the core. Maybe I didn't come across clearly. I said maybe I will write a plugin for it. But maybe I'll just write the code and contribute it to the code base over there, and who knows, maybe it'll wind up in 2.7. It's really not that hard to do. You have to have the proper kind of index on the table, and then you have to write a specific type of SQL query that utilizes those particular indexes. So anybody who's familiar with writing queries probably come across the technique before. You need full text indexes and Oh, shoot, I can't remember off the top of my head the particular keyword in the query, but you do it a little bit differently than traditionally searching for records. But it does work, and it's very powerful. So I'd like to see it in there, hopefully in 2.7. If they don't get around to doing it, maybe I'll do it in contributed.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best things you could do is maybe if you know, submit your patch, you know, through the WordPress track system, and maybe they'll apply the patch to the core of WordPress.
Yeah, sure. I hear you.
So, other than the search, other than the search topic, is there anything else that you wanted to chime in about, or maybe have you tried out WordPress 2.7 yet?
I did. I fired it up last night for the first time because I write plugins and I wanted to make sure nothing was broken. And it looks really nice. It could have just been my browser at the time, but it seemed a little slower than the 2.6x interface. But again, that might have just been my browser. But I use the, have you ever seen the Fluency WordPress admin theme?
Yes, I have. We featured it on weblogtoolscollection.com, and it's a pretty nice-looking admin theme.
Yeah, so I've been using that for quite a while. So when I saw 2.7, I thought, oh, great. I finally got around to picking up the pace on this because the layout's much better. It's easier to use, it's laid out a little better. I'm not sure what new hooks there are to put stuff in the sidebar and stuff like that, but my plugins do that, and they appear to show up okay. A little quirkiness here and there with the layout, but looks pretty good.
Sounds good. So if you're a plugin author, so I figured, hey, why don't you give us a what are some of the plugins you have written so that we can do a search for them on the Codex? Give yourself a little plug.
Just tell me what you want. Actually, I do mostly private work. I've written several dozen plugins. I wrote a quiz creator that allows you to, typical quiz like you take in high school, people register and then get graded and stuff like that. I wrote a full-blown help desk for WordPress. Let's see, what else? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Have you seen the Press This widget for browsers?
I've seen the Press This bookmarklet. Is that what you're talking about, where you can click it and it opens a new window and you can quickly write a post?
Yeah, I just totally revamped that last night for one of my buddies. It's called Press This Plus. I'm getting ready to release it. What it does is change the interface to have all of the same buttons that you have in a normal WordPress edit interface. I know spell check is missing, left, center, and right justification are missing, WordPress More button's missing, and you can't, all the categories are displayed in a flat list instead of hierarchical, and you can't click the link to see your most popular categories. For example, if you've got 100 categories, that little link is really useful. And that's all standard part of the regular WordPress edit interface. And I just basically redesigned the Press This bookmarklet to include all that functionality. Just finished it last night. I'm going to put it out there on the plugin repository. It's called Press This Plus. Go ahead.
Well, when you do that, be sure to visit weblogtoolscollection.com and go into the plugin release forum. Put it in there, and it'll be featured in the one of the plugin release posts.
I will do that. I'll certainly submit that. I do all of my work at Simpler Computing and the site simplercomputing.net, and we're getting ready to release another plugin. It's an old plugin that I had written 2 years ago, and I stopped development on it for personal reasons. And it was called Subscribers Only, and basically what it lets you do is restrict access to content on your site unless someone was a registered user. And I've gotten a steady stream of email over the last 2 years, people asking me to please pick up development because it didn't work after 2.3 WordPress. And so over the past month, I've been revamping it into a much more robust system that will actually let you manage memberships and charge for content if you want. Kind of like if you've ever seen ZenCard or OS Commerce, then it's similar to a shopping cart solution, except that what people are buying is access to read your pages and posts or any files you want to have downloaded. Like if
you're
looking for something, that would be useful.
Hey, Mark, that sounds great. And then when you release it, give us some news on it. We've got to move on. But, hey, thank you very much for calling into the show.
Yep, sure. Bye.
See ya. Well, how about that, Keith? Do you know anything about what he was saying in terms of full indexing and the terms and as far as making the search better?
Yeah, the full text indexing is basically what you need to be able to database search a large block of text. There's different, I'm not going to get into the details, but there's basically different data types for small amounts of text and large amounts of text to be able to effectively search large full text blocks of text or large blocks of full text. You need to be able to ensure the database has the necessary configuration to do that. I'd be surprised if that wasn't enabled on the WordPress codecs. But at the same time, I think there's just some adjustments they need to make to their algorithm. And I wouldn't even rule them out partnering with, a search partner like Google. I have a better time finding plugins from the WordPress codecs just on Google than I do on the actual WordPress site. So.
Oh, boy. That definitely needs to be fixed. I'll know the search is working when I put in a search term, which is a plugin name, and it comes up as the number one result. But before we move on from our little discussion here of 2.7, he did mention, he was talking about he revamped the Prestis bookmarklet, which opens up pretty much the right panel or the right panel editing functionalities into a little window. But speaking of the right panel, that's something that has received a major overhaul in WordPress 2.7, and I fell in love with it because, number one, you can move things around again like you used to in WordPress 2.3. You can move things around. You can, you can actually, there's a widget called, is it settings or, I think it's called settings, but you open it up and you can actually choose which blocks of data that you want to have displayed, or you can hide them, and that way you can really manipulate the right panel so that it works most efficiently for you. And I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy that.
And the categories are back on the side, thank God. That's all I can say about that. For me, that's the biggest fix in the right panel, is I don't have to have my hacked move categories onto the side that I had to do before. There was
no
2.5
was
really,
yeah.
Yeah,
when WordPress 2.5 was released, and they made those changes from 2.3 to 2.5 to the right panel, holy smokes, did they get a lot of flack over that. And even I don't like it, because what you're doing is you're setting up the right panel, and you took away the functionality to where I can manipulate it to where it works best for me. Instead, they gave me a static display and said, this is the way it's going to be, and my workflow didn't work with what they wanted it to be. So I'm really glad they're bringing back the ability so that end users can move things around, can have things show up, or you can hide things so that the right panel works the way you want it to work, the way that you work.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's going to be a major improvement, I think, when people go back to 2.7 and they're going to see that they can now get the right panel working the way they want it to. I mean, it's a question of usability, right? That's what it boils down to, and I think probably has something to do with the surveys that we've seen recently.
Hey, you're getting good at this co-hosting gig, because that's what we're going to move into next, and that is the WordPress 2.7. There's been two surveys now that have been released by Jane Wells in terms of usability. Now, the first one dealt with the navigation option survey, and I believe that has to do with the navigation links in the sidebar, the left-hand sidebar. And when you would take the survey, The survey was in part to decide how the navigation options should be grouped and then labeled. And I ended up taking the survey and, you know, providing my responses. And did you end up taking the survey?
No, I didn't actually end up taking the survey. Actually, I didn't do either one of them.
Aw, Keith, you bad boy, you.
Yeah, well, you know, only so many hours in a day.
This is true.
And what I do wish they would do is actually publish the results to the survey.
Ooh.
I don't think I've seen them anywhere.
No.
It'd be really nice to see, considering that WordPress is to some degree a community project. It would be nice to see what everyone else thought.
So, I'm repeating myself here, but I'm just thinking of the possibility of seeing the results of a couple thousand people, and you could pick out what the majority of people wanted, and then if WordPress decided to go another route, that might
that's
make a lot of the majority of the people mad.
Yeah, it's probably precisely why they haven't published the results.
That may be, but they after that, they released a second survey, survey number 2, and this survey had to deal with what was
the search box, favorites menu, and the future publish feature.
Right. Thank you. That's why you're the co-host, buddy. You saved me. And number 2, this survey was opened up to the first 5,000 respondents. I'm sure they hit that number in no time flat.
Yeah, probably pretty quick.
And the decision was where to put the search box, where to put the add new post button / favorites menu, and how to label the future publish edit timestamp function. You know, in terms of usability, I guess labels are a big thing, because if you give a label or a word to describe a feature or a function, if it's the wrong word or it gives people the wrong sense of what it does, I guess that's a usability problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest problems in, you know, blogging usability has been there's been mass confusion over tags and categories. And, you know, partly usability question of naming, and partly question of how people started to use both of those features. And it's been interesting to see there's been tons and tons and tons of discussions as to, you know, which one's which, and what do you use them for? And
yeah, you know, Andrew Rickman here in the chat room, he posts an interesting question. He says, am I the only one who doesn't see the need to search posts from every single admin page? And I want to be honest, I'll open this question up to the chat room if anybody wants to call in and talk about this. But I don't think I've ever used the search box in WordPress in the administration panel since WordPress 2.3. I've never used it.
I have not used it either. The only place I can really see wanting to be able to search content is maybe from the dashboard and maybe from the manage posts and manage pages sections in the admin site. Other than that, why would you need to search all your own back-end admin?
And I think that's the point that Andrew's trying to make here.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with him.
All right. That's an interesting point, because, you know, the search box is there. If it's there, I'm pretty used to having it in the top right-hand corner, like the WordPress.org website. I'm pretty used to having it there in the header in the top right-hand corner. But, you know, I never use it. So maybe it shouldn't be there. It should only be in certain places.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. It's just clutter at after a certain point, right? Having it on too many pages is just, you know, overkill.
And you know, so that's pretty much, we're gonna stop talking about WordPress 2.7 for a little bit here, but before we do, you know, since that article came out in early September, we're going into October now. The time's just flying by, which means I actually saw don't quote me on this, but I think I saw a date for a beta of WordPress 2.7 to be released somewhere around October 13th. And that's the date I saw. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I saw. Typically, they release betas 1 month prior to the release date, so, you know, it'd be kind of right on schedule there if that was true. But since the beginning of September, there's been a number of things that have been included into the core. And, You know, and this just here's just a sample, an example of how a small thing can mean a lot to a lot of can mean a lot to a lot of different people. I'm being tongue tied tonight. I should have had another beer, but they're finally introducing the. I think there's a plugin out there called Batch Categories, and what it allowed you to do is make all kinds of different batch editing processes to categories and posts, and they're implementing a lot of those features into WordPress. But I was confirmed that batch editing of authors is now going to be part of 2.7. So now if you have a number of posts, you can now assign them an author. You don't have to, you know, it used to be you have to open up each post, you got to manage it, you got to change the author, you had to do it one at a time. Well, you won't have to do that anymore in 2.7. And to me, that's a big time saver because, as I've explained before, the WordPress WXR exporter does not export content by category. So what I have to do is I have to go into a category. I have to what I do is I create a new user, have to set each post that I, you know, the category of posts, and I got to go in there, change the author to the new user so I can export by author, which is in turn exporting by category. It's a big mess, but you know, that's just kind of how one thing can mean a lot to a lot of different people. In terms of 2.7, have you been following the development process, and has there been anything that's caught your eye in terms of, you know, you're glad to see that's been included?
I haven't been following the details of it super, super closely until recently. The one biggest change I think for me is going to be that the cleanup of the admin screens. And I'm really looking forward to the threaded comments as well, because for something like the other blog that I have take part in for the other podcast, we have a lot of discussions that happen on those on that blog. A little bit less since the forums have gone into place, but that would be a perfect example of where threaded comments would really, really help for a fairly substantial volume of blog comments, particularly after show goes up.
Yeah, I mean, if you could take what makes a forum great in terms of replying, quoting, blocking, even formatting posts, and then you could put that kind of functionality into the commenting section of a blog, I think that would be awesome, because I think there's a lot of similarities between forums and blogs, especially in the commenting area.
And as you're aware, some of our some of the listeners for the other show, when they leave their comments, they're basically mini blog posts anyway. So
right.
Yeah, I mean, it can with the amount of content that goes into some of those comments, it would certainly be good if they could have some additional formatting applied to them more easily.
Right, and speaking of comments, since we're on the topic of comments, Otto from autodestruct.com recently published an excellent blog post kind of highlighting all the various comment enhancements which have been included in WordPress 2.7 thus far. And theme authors should take note, because a lot of this information dealing with all of the various comment enhancements has to deal with themes having the appropriate and additional code to support these features, such as threaded comments. There's going to be, you know, I can just see it now. WordPress 2.7 is going to be installed, and people are going to be like, well, where's my threaded comments? I thought there was threaded comments. And the problem is going to be that their theme doesn't support it yet.
Yeah, and that will happen. I'm pretty sure that my theme doesn't support it, because I've had the basically an unchanged theme since 2.3. So yeah, I mean, that'll be where you're going to want to, you know, try and, if you're a theme developer, start testing out, you know, what you can do with 2.7 with some of the new features. And Otto's post gives you just a real good, real good tutorial on how to check for some of this new functionality.
Yeah, in terms of his article, he tells you how to create a 2.7 compatible comments.php file, 2.7 detection, password protection checks. It gives you a little bit of insight into the comments loop. Lets you know about the power of Ajax. What's that?
That they finally have a comments loop that is similar to the way they've done it in posts in the past. That's actually a structural change to the way they've done the comments now.
Okay, so I'm going to read a little bit about this comment loop. It says basically, It went through the comments manually and output all the necessary pieces, easy but very manual. Well, it's kind of hard to read about that. Essentially, what Otto says is that the new comments loop is much simpler and much more like a normal post loop. So I think that'll give theme authors, you know, that'll be easier for theme authors to manage versus the old one.
Yeah, they're also sort of making the architecture a little bit more consistent between the way they handle posts and pages and the way that they handle comments, which is good.
Okay, here you go. It says that new one, which Otto is referring to, the comments loop, is in fact a complete comments loop, no simplification at all, unless you want something displayed for no comments or comments closed, of course. Three important pieces to note here, and I'm referring to Otto's article. The have underscore comments function replaces a check on the global comments variable. The WP underscore list underscore comments function now outputs all the comments. It does threading, classes, everything new. And there's a new navigation section to do comment paging. Comment paging is pretty nice because how many times have you gone to a blog which has 10,000 comments and they're all listed on the same page?
Yeah, exactly. That's just painful.
He also lets you know about the...
It'll kill your web server.
Yeah, yeah. And he lets you know about the power of AJAX, about how there's new AJAX functionality with comment threading, replying to comments, styling. He even goes over that. And you can check out that post. You know, everything me and Keith have talked about will be added to the show notes here at the end of the show. But there's been a number of comment enhancements. And I'm really glad to finally see that commenting in WordPress is finally getting the attention it deserves.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting actually to look at Otto's post because he does have threaded comments on his, and I'm not sure whether that's being done with a plugin or whether that's being done with 2.7. But it's interesting to see the way that it's been implemented here.
I'm pretty sure he says that... Otto's page, I'm pretty sure he's done that to his own theme. He's added the necessary code, and what you see on Otto's blog is a sample of what it may look like. And, of course, he goes over the styling aspects of what you can do, so looks like you'll really be able to configure and style the way the comments and threaded comments look. And I think it's pretty cool that, you know, you used to have to install a plugin such as Highlight Author Comments where people, you would be able to apply a CSS style to your comments so that people knew that the blog owner or the post author was responding to your comments. And it looks like part of the styling will allow you to do that with all the other additional functionalities of threading and whatnot. And heck, he even applied styling to, it looks like, trackbacks. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. And Ryan just mentioned in the chat that he is running 2.7, it looks like.
All right. Cool beans. And, hey, before we get out of here, we're almost getting to the end of the show here. You know, Keith and I, we're going to be going over Plugin of the Week. And this plugin is one that we've used, we've tested, and what we'll do is we'll give you a little bit of a review based on our user experience during the week. And this week's plugin, my pick, is called Insights, written by Vladimir Prilovac, who is really starting to gain traction in terms of a prolific plugin author here in the WordPress community. And Insights is a plugin that allows you to easily add images, YouTube videos. If you have a Google API, you can add Google Maps, easily retrieve links to Wikipedia articles, or my personal favorite, you could do a search on your blog. And the reason why this is a killer feature for me is you go down, it's a box that's added underneath your right post in the right panel. And you type in like a search term, and you click the option that says My Blog. You do a search, and a list of results will come up in an AJAX-y type way. And I can actually I can right-click, copy the link, and put it right there in my right panel. And this is really a good time saver if you're one of those people who writes about a topic you've already covered before on your blog. You know, instead, you'd have to open up your blog in a new tab, do the search box manually, get the link, and then come all the way back and put it in the right panel. Well, now you can do everything within the right panel, and that's pretty darn cool. And just for that feature alone is one of the reasons why I really think this plugin's awesome. I will
admit
I've had some issues this week. adding YouTube videos to my post. I'm not sure what the problem is when I manually, when I get the manual embed code from YouTube and add it to my post manually, it works. But when I click on the add video code on the plugin from the plugin, it doesn't work. I'm working with Vladimir right now to see if I can't get this fixed. I did disable all the plugins to see if one of those were conflicting with it. It's still not working, so I'm working on getting that resolved. But hey, just for the being able to search your blog for articles that you want to link to for a topic you've written about previously from within the right panel, you know, just that feature alone would make this plugin a viable one to install. And that's called Insights, and I will link to that in the show notes at the when they're published on webblogtoolscollection.com. And Keith, I think you're doing one called Progressive License.
Yeah, I'm going to do Progressive License, which is done by crowd favorite Alex King. And it's this is one for really managing your content. So, I mean, a lot of people have concern about content ownership and the stuff that they produce for the web. And it's it really is a good idea to license your content in some way or another, whether you do that other, you know, as GPL or whether you want to use Creative Commons. It's just good to be able to put some kind of you know, license listed on your site, on your content that you produced, so that if someone does try to steal it or replicate it, you do have some recourse. There have been cases in a couple of courts, I think it was one in the States and one in Europe in the last couple of years, where judges have actually upheld Creative Commons as a license and as a copyright. So a lot of people will just license their whole entire site with one license. I mean, my whole site right now is listed as just under Creative Commons. What this plugin will do is it'll actually give you a lot more fine-grained control over each post or each bit of content on your site. And the way that it does this sort of in an automatic way is by looking at the date on your content. So what this will allow you to do is basically set up different rules for as you publish content, depending on how old that content is, it will be applied a certain license. So this is really good if you are someone who makes money off your content, or if you have, you know, a particular reputation of being, you know, first to market or whatever with new information or new ideas. This will allow you to put a really restrictive restrictive license maybe on your content for the first 30 days. Maybe you ease it off after a month or after 2 months to allow more people to take your content and use it for other purposes. The plugin itself will actually allow you to define a whole bunch of different time frames and different licenses in each time frame. And what I really liked was it gave you a sort of an up-to-date what the date is in the admin panel as you're writing it. So if I put 10 days from today, it actually says this license will be valid until 2008-10-13. So it'll be out valid until the 13th of October. Definitely something if you if you're someone who has content that is important to you for business or for reputational purposes, definitely a plugin to have a look at to sort of maintain control over your own content.
Sounds good. It's something so, you know, usually your newest content is going to be valued more than your older content. You naturally, yep, you'd apply a restrictive, non-commercial, don't use this. But after
maybe 30 days,
figure it loses its value and say, okay, you can use this, but for non-commercial purposes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the setup that I was playing with on my test blog was for the first 3 days was all rights reserved. No, you can't use this for any purpose under any circumstance. After 3 days, it went to a relatively restrictive Creative Commons license. And then after 6 days, it went to public domain. Anybody could use it. It's just for playing around purposes and watching the content roll over.
And Alex King has always been known to do great work, you know,
yep,
with crowd favor and doing his plugins. Heck, even before this long absence, my previous last episode of WordPress Weekly included a one-hour interview with him that many people enjoyed. So that was pretty cool to get to speak with him. He's got a great reputation. But This is the part of the show where we normally go into feedback, but hey, we've just gotten back and we don't have any feedback. So if you want to, you can either email me at Jeffro@Jeffro2PT0.com, send me an email, or you can simply leave a comment on the blog for this episode on WebLawToolsCollection.com, and you know, whatever feedback we get, we'll probably put it on the show. As far as guest appearances, I will tell you that, you know, Keith and I didn't really mention it. We know it's big news, but Brian Gardner has announced that he's going open source, you know, with his Revolution themes and his new project. And I tried to get Brian Gardner on the show tonight, but due to some timing conflicts, geez, man, I'm having a bad time tonight. I wasn't able to get him on the show, but if you are subscribed to the WordPress Weekly feed, what's going to end up happening is I've scheduled an interview with him. It's probably going to take place early Friday afternoon. It's going to last for 10, 20-so minutes. And if you're subscribed to the feed, just check the feed some point Friday afternoon, and you'll be able to get that episode. But I plan on interviewing Brian with regards to his announcement about Revolutions going open source and trying to get the 411 on him about that. As for other guest appearances, I have gotten in contact with Jane Wells, usability person at Automattic, and it looks like we have a good shot of having her on the program possibly before the end of October, hopefully before WordPress 2.7 is released, and I think Keith and I would love to have her on the show so that we could really talk about usability, because that seems to be one of the big, big things or features that's going to be part of WordPress 2.7. Other than that, Keith, do you have any closing moments?
Not too much, Jeff. I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for having me on the show, and looking forward to doing this over the next few weeks with you.
Yeah, what's it like? You know, Keith is part of a podcast called the Aussie Geek Podcast, and they do an extremely awesome job over there. You can catch them at AussieGeekPodcast.com. And they do really high-grade professional audio. I mean, to points where it takes hours to edit. And, you know, what's it like being on a show where you do it live, there is no editing, and it's not studio-quality sound, isn't it? It's like a different world, huh?
It's very different. It's to some degree, it's sort of like the post-show chat that we have and sometimes record and include in bloopers. Yeah, it's been a little bit different. I find myself having to be more prepared, which is probably going to help me on the other show, because I'll be more prepared for the AGP when I do that show now. Almost follow the same process.
Right. You know, and you listen to the ums and the uhs and the pauses, and you're like, how can anybody listen to this show? How can anybody listen to this stuff? But hey, I took the show down, and apparently many people listened to it. So we're back. We're going to be here every week, try to be here every week, and we're going to deliver you roundtables. We're going to bring people on, do interviews, and we're going to try and have fun. And hey, you know, don't be shy. Come on the show, talk to us, join in, tell us, you know, share your experience with us, and you know, we'll have a good time here every Friday night. And you can catch me at my personal site, jeffro2.0.com, which I'm having a hard time updating, which seems to be the case among many of the people who are doing multiple things, you know. And Keith, where can we check you out during the week?
You can check me out on my blog at kdmurray.net, and over on the Aussie Geek Podcast at aussiegeekpodcast.com.
I love that show, man. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of WordPress Weekly. And until next week, have a great weekend, everybody.